Thank you, Greg and Manda.
What's happened to the soul of college football?
It is being threatened by the suits, if you will. I was embedded, as you know, with Penn State, Northwestern, Michigan, and Ohio State. But really, it's quite indicative, I'm sure, of the UW program and so on. Very similar, no doubt. The players, by and large, you get the occasional Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, and so on, who's clearly hard to defend. But the guys I met were very easy to defend and support and really sympathize with. And the fans also, who are also taken for granted. That was very reassuring. It's the adults who worry me. And that's where I think the soul is really being threatened. The prices are going up and up. There's not anything there seem to be willing to sell for the future of this, for their own pocketbooks, including the future, the tradition, you name it. I see very few kids these days at Big Ten football games because it's too expensive. And I bet at UW it's probably about the same. At Michigan, it costs $500 for a football Saturday for a family of four without a nice meal, without a hotel. It costs less to go to Disney World, and Mickey Mouse is undefeated.
That's good.
So, John, is the main point of the book that part of the big picture? How much do you get into the debate that's going on right now, and actually has gone on for quite a while, whether college football players should be paid?
I kind of set up the argument and leave it to the reader to decide. I can answer that question now if you like. But what I'm really trying to get at is why we love college football. What is special about it? What is different about it? Why is cheering for the Huskies different than cheering for the Seahawks? And the Huskies don't hold you up for a new stadium. They're not going to move to Nashville. The players are not going to strike. They're not going to demand a renegotiated contract. The owner's not going to lock them out or move the squad to Nashville, like I said. So there are a lot of reasons why the loyalty at UW is probably greater than it is for the Seahawks on a given year, even though the Seahawks at their worst, and we've seen that, as well as the Detroit Lions, of course, the Seahawks at their worst could never beat, would always beat the Huskies at their best. We're not cheering excellence. We're cheering passion. We're cheering identity. And when the people who run college football forget that, you start losing the issue. But the money comes in accordingly. My theory is you've got to bring back freshman ineligibility. This is the Bacon Plan, I'm calling it. Bring back freshman ineligibility, which forces the NBA and the NFL to start their own minor leagues, which is great. So if you don't want to be a college student and you shouldn't be one and you want to be paid, you've got somewhere to go. The same way you do in college baseball and college hockey.